ज्ञानं जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो महाबदन्नाय कृष्णप्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरते हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधो रक्षते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमस्ते तप्त कंचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी विश्वभ्रांशुते प्रणमामि भक्त्या विहीना अपराधलक्ष्यै क्षिप्त्वाश्च कामादितरङ्गमध्ये कृपामयीं त्वां शरणं प्रपन्न वृन्दे नमस्ते चरणारविन्दम् यं प्रव्रजन्तमनुपेतमपेतकृत्यं द्वैपायनो विरहकातरया जुहाव पुत्रेति तन्मयतयातर्वोभिनेदु तं सर्वभूतहृदयं मुनिमानतोऽस्मि तवैवास्मि तवैवास्मि न जीवामि त्वया विना इति दिव्यं राधे तं नयामः तम् 10th canto, 9th chapter. When Krishna came in the control of Mother Yashoda, and she banded Krishna only with his own rope, Krishna and also that mortar, both. And she went to charter Dadi Manthan and another household activities. Sukadeva Goswami began not coming. Sukadeva Goswami was so much inspired, so much happy to show, see that never Krishna has been binded like this. And he became so overpowered that he began to tell that Nemang Birancho na bhavo nasya panga samsaya prasadam lebhire gopi jatat prapta vimuktida. He told 10 times, 3 times, na imam birancho lebhire न भवे लेभिरे न सी अपि लेभिरे दैट टुडे कृष्ण कैन गिव एवरीथिंग टू ऑल बट टुडे ही कंट्रोल सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड एंड कृष्ण गिव सो मच मर्सी टू हर that even Brahma, being the son of Krishna, you know how he is son? Because he is son of Garbhodasai. From here, a kamal, lotus flower came, and from there he came. It means that son of Krishna himself, Brahma. And Shankar become Hari and her one. No bhed. No difference. He is the most dearest devotees of Krishna. So he is one with. Not that he is same like Krishna. Not this idea. Sakshat Haritvena. Gurudev becomes Hari, but not Vishay Hari, like Dasya Hari. So, Shankara is so much dearest in all Vaishnavas. He is the Guru of all Vaishnavas. So, he is very dear to Krishna. That is, it has been told that Hari and Har are same. So, but he has not given so much affection and was not controlled by even Shankar. And Sri was always playing on the heart of Krishna, that is Narayan, and always massaging the lotus feet, so near and dear, but she had not the Krishna mercy like here, to Yashoda. He is also saying overjoyed that Nam Sukhapo Bhagavan Dehinang Gopikastuta Gyaninang Cha Atma Bhutanam Jata Bhakti Matamiha. Now I am Mane Krishna. Can be easily, very lovely. Can achieve it. As Gyaninang Sukhdev, at first he was Gyani.
Four Kumars
Gyani. Atma Bhutanam Yogis, so many Yogis. But they have no such love for Krishna, that is his mission. So, for them to realize that Krishna can be only controlled. Here controlled means Vashibhut. Vashibhuti, you know? Vashibhut. Only by this affection of Braja. Not by yogis. Sukhdev in his, this Sukhdev form, he was not able to go to Krishna. Like Sakhas, like friends, like son, or like gopis. But he is very near and dear to Krishna. Because he has told all the very intimate pastimes of Krishna and gopis to Sukhdev, to Parikshit Maharaj. But he has never told the name of Radhika and Lalita Vishakha anyone. Why? Because gopis are always burning in the pira mood of Krishna. If anyone, a little flame will touch Sukhdev Goswami, then he will be burnt. And he will be like that. And he will miss chanting, remembering and telling Harikatha. So, Gopi Prem is like a very big flame. So, Sukhdev Goswami, if tell the name of Radhika, Lalita, Vishakha and all. He had described it, explained it. Vyatirek rupe, vyatirek not, but indirect. What is the indirect? What is the indirect? There was a person, some blackish color, very tall and very big. And he took three, what?
Trigons.
And telling Hare Krishna, and he was dancing in Bejar. Can you tell who was he?
Govinda Bhatta.
Oh. I have not told his name, but you knew all. Right? And more happy than telling his name. So Sukhdev Goswami has told all the names, but indirectly. And this is a very good way. This is called a Rasa Bhav. So Sukhdev Goswami has told the name, all names, by Kaschit, Koapi, by these words. But he has told more than the name of Radhi. Anaya Radhito Nunam. And when he uttered this slok, no direct name, Anaya Radhito Radha Radhito, and he becomes senseless. And he was, what he was explaining, he was derailed, feeling so much separation, like gopis, when Krishna disappeared from Raj. And gopi was all burning in separation mood. So Sukhdev Goswami, always so much separation mood in her heart, if he uttered the name of Radhika, Lalita, Vishakha, and then Parikshit has not to hear all these things. He began to used to be in 6 month
trance, samadhi.
So he had not written the name. And if he had told the names, then Srimad Bhagavat was not seen by us in this way. So, but Sukadev Goswami, not flat in the lap of Krishna like Parikshit Maharaj. He was not so fortunate. Like Uddhava to go to Braja and to have any relation with gopis. But he has something here. So he is near and dear to Krishna. At first he was Jnani Bhakta. But by the touch of Vyasadeva, his father, he became like so. Or his eternal parrot of Srimati Radhika herself. But he was playing a part, a role of like what he has played. So he is telling, sing Yashoda, glorifying Yashoda and Nanda Baba. Nayan Sukhapo Bhagavan. If anyone wants to serve Krishna in this way, it is a very easy way. But by the ways of Aham Brahmasmi, Tattvam Asi, Soham, and after that, like Dhruva, how hard activities he did. 6 months he could not take any water, sometimes 2 months or 3 months he could not take air even. We cannot be like this. Without air, we cannot be one moment, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, and then our soul will depart from us. We cannot do so. It is very hard. Prahlad Maharaj, to be like Prahlad Maharaj is very hard. Seeing everything, everywhere, Krishna, 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 very hard. But thinking Krishna is my son, my dearest son. He is my friend. Gopi has never thought that Krishna is a supreme personality of Godhead. When they remembered, time to time, that Gargacharya has told, or Jogmaya is telling, that Krishna is supreme personality. They began to smile and laugh. And Jogmaya even, oh, you are Parabrahma. You are Parabrahma, but still we see that you are very greatest cheater, lawyer, so many things. Always stealing something here and there in gopis' houses. Always telling lie. Mother, I am not taken anything. Once Krishna, he has taken some cord from
butter from any neighborhood gopis. And when that gopi came to Yashoda, Yashoda began to chastise Krishna. You are like monkeys, monkey friend, and telling always lie. I will give you a good lesson. Krishna began to weep. Maya, main nahi makhan khayo. When I have taken makhan, Krishna is weeping. Main nahi makhan khayo. Main nahi makhan khayo. Maya, main nahi makhan khayo. Oh yes, you have taken makhan. Yashoda is telling. You have taken. When I have taken, भोर भयो गौवन के पाछे मधुबन मोहि पठायो मधुबन मोहि पठायो. भैया when I took makhan, and very morning at about 4 in morning in Brahmamurt, you told me that go to graze cows, and I took my lathiya, my all these things, and went to Madhuvan to with so many lakhs and lakhs cows, how I can manage them? And I was moving here and there, pursuing cows here, sometimes in so much deep forest, sometimes on the hill Govardhan, full of bushes and thorns. It became evening. Then I came with cows in evening I came return. And then you sent me to milk cows. I went to milk them. Now I'm just coming. I have not taken anything. I have not gone anywhere today. And you are telling that you have taken makhan. Oh, it seems that you are not my mother. You have not given birth to me. Perhaps the boys were telling to me that you are the son of any other. And they have kept you in the hole of any tree, and from there Nanda Baba has taken. So I don't want to disturb you now, I am going anywhere else. Yashoda hearing, she became melted and she catch hold of Krishna. No, boy, you are my son, you are my son. Tum nahi makhan khayo. At first he was telling that you have taken makhan. And now he is telling, no, you have not taken. And Krishna is telling, main nahi makhan khao. And now he is telling that you have not taken my. But Krishna is telling, no, Maya, I have taken mouth. And thus she took and had left. And she was what? Okay, what word? Corrosion. And began to weep. So sometimes this mood can control Krishna. He can please Krishna. Krishna can be kritagya.
Grateful.
Indebted by this prem. Not by Brahma, but what I told of Prahlad, Dhruva. No need doing so. Only have some relation that he is my child. He is my beloved. No need of marry, nothing. We are in male form, how we can do? If Narada can do, if Brahma can do, all these Srutis can do, 60,000 of rishis of Dandakaranya do, can think that I am beloved of Krishna. Krishna is my beloved.
Why we cannot do? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has especially come to give this, spankle this mercy. So he is telling, Nayang Sukhapo Bhagavan, Krishna being Supreme Personality of Godhead, Bhagavan, Swayam Bhagavan, Krishna is Swayam Bhagavan, Narayan, Ram are Bhagavan, but Krishna is Swayam Bhagavan, but he can be easily controlled by this prem. Only simply thinking that Krishna is my son, Krishna is my friend, bosom friend, not thinking of his opulence and that Krishna is Swayam Bhagavan, keeping all these things. Only you should think, Krishna is my beloved. So simple and so sweet thing. Krishna can, when Krishna will know, oh, he wants to serve my beloved Srimati Radhika, he will at once come in our heart. So this is very easy way. Yet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told, you will have not to do so much hard austerities for Krishna like Dona and Dhara, Kashyap, Aditi and Hiranyakashipu, thousand of years, Prahlad Maharaj. He was in the womb of his mother for 60,000 years, but not has received this mercy. So this is the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, our disciplic acharyas. So you should realize these glories. They have come to sprinkle these things very easily. And these are in our Diksha Mantra, a special thing. But we are not realizing this. How? How you are not here? Fire is there but covered. We are not knowing this. But fire is there. Here. If there was no fire, how we can digest all these things? You know Sati, the wife of Shankar, he simply seated down. And she was feeling so much separation mood for Shankar. And his father has insulted, not giving him the part of Jagya. And he has not loved her daughter, this darling daughter, dearest. So she was so worried. And he sat like this. And a fire came and ashes. So fire is here, but we are not realizing. In the same way, Krishna Prem is here. A guru is needed. As there is fire in wood, as the fire in everything, in stones, and if you rub it, then at once fire will come. In matches, there is fire, so much fire. It can, a match can burn the whole world. But it is inside. If you do like this, fire will come. So Krishna is here. Prem is also here, but covered with Maya. We are not realizing this fact. Certainly we have some relation with Krishna. And that is either Dasya, Sakya, Vatsalya, or Madhur. But those who are inclination, something honor for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and they have come in this sampradaya anyhow, I think that they are only of this mood, gopi mood. Otherwise they have gone to another sampradaya. Why they have come? They have some attraction. And that attraction is only that Krishna Prem is here, of that very kind, but latent. Like in a seed, all the whole tree with his leaves, branches, fruits, flowers, everything is in potency of that seed. So in our potency of Atma, everything is there. Only there is need to do like this. Who will do? Our Gurudev. And if he is not qualified to do this, he is not Guru. This is the function of Gurudev. He helped by this to make it out. So he is telling, Gyaninang cha atma bhutanang jatha bhaktamitam. As bhakts, like Brajavasi, having the mood of Brajavasi, they easily can control Krishna. But this Gyanina, mani yogi and Gyani, they cannot control anyhow to Krishna. So this process is so good. What became afterward? Most things. Yashoda Maiya came to again. But he has kept his her heart there with Krishna. She came empty hearted and thinking, what blunder I have done. So sweet, so soft Krishna. In my old days I have that son and so sweet. And how I would blunder. And he began to weep in her heart. None was to console her. And Krishna with voice he was playing, I have told that all were pushing the mortar and Krishna was out of that house, courtyard. And there were two trees here. Satyabhidhatam nijabhakta bhashitam. Here also it has been told. Pura Narada Sapena. Ki brikshatam prapitau madat nakul nalkubar mani griva iti khyato shriyasmitau. Krishna can play so many activities in one action. What I am going to tell? Then in activities, like Krishna is taking Govardhan. Why? He took Govardhan to save all the Brajavasis. But this is not
eternal
mood of Krishna. It is outward. Iho Bhajya. What was that? That now the gopis are Kishori. They are not now girls. And he wants to make a relation with the gopis very nearer. But they cannot come because Krishna is always engaged when living in home. Yashoda always there, Nand Baba there, Upananda and all. When he goes to cowherd, then all cowherd boys. After that, when he returns, all mothers assembles him. And after that he takes some prasadam and he sleeps. Gopis had no time to meet Krishna alone with anyone. But their love and affection for Krishna is so much matured. They cannot live without Krishna. Krishna knows so. He wants to give any
chance
that they should come very nearer, very near. He took the mountain hill very easily to protect all the gopis. So all and gop and gopis, cows, everything of Braja, they took shelter in that pit of Govardhan from where it has been uprooted. All came. These girls of 12, 14, Also they came very nearer to Krishna. Anyone cannot tell anything ill in this occasion? So they came. And Krishna was so happy to meet them, very nearer, taking this. But his crooked eyes was where? So this was the occasion, very good fortune. Krishna thinking that all gopis has come. And in 7 days their prem
increased
so much that next year in Basantari, in Saradaritu, on Purnima, all met with Krishna. But first meeting is this. So Krishna can play so many roles in one action.
Krishna can do so many tasks twice one action.
So here also, when Krishna was blinded, and all the boys were clapping and laughing, making that Krishna, again we will do like so, we will tell to Mother Yashoda. And Krishna thought at that time, oh, Naradrishi, my dearest devotees, has given some words to this Nalkubar and Manigriva. Especially, Kuber is Krishna Bhakta and very near dear to Shankar. Always hearing pastimes of Krishna, Srimad Bhagavata and everything from Shankar and Parvati. But his son, Nalkarya Manigriva, they were supported in a very opulent stage. They are so beautiful, like king's son. And they have come in a very rusticated family. They were also learned. So much wealth. 4 things were there. Sri, wealth, high in coming in very aristocratic family, the second, pitiful shape, and fourthly,
wealth.
Learning, Janma, Aishwarya, Shruta, Vi, Edhama, Anupama. If 4 things are there, then he cannot serve Krishna. He cannot chant Krishna. Very beautiful lady, very beautiful. He is always she. How beautiful. And she will like to show her beauty to all in the street. Also sometimes I have heard that being naked also. She cannot do bhajan. Any man so beautiful, oh, he cannot. Secondly, if he is so much wealth, being a black, teeth are like that, demons, crooked, but he is so wealth, he can collect so many beautiful ladies like this by wealth. And very learned person, he can
attract followers.
Like his followers. Oh, you should do this. Thousands of persons, he will engage in his office all learned persons by wealth. And if he comes in a very aristocratic family, he will be lord of so much opulence. So having these 4 things, it is very hard to chant Krishna, remember. Very hard. Nar saw that he was going to Kailash one time, and the 2 sons of Kuber, Manik, Nalkubar Manigriva, were naked and they were taking bath in a very big pond with so many aspara, you know, beautiful ladies of heaven, all were naked, have drunk so much wine, Maireya. Both were so beautiful. So they became senseless. Who is coming and who is going? What to do? They have lost all these senses. Narada was coming by that very route. The ladies have some shame. They came out of the pond and they took their clothes covered and they do pranam to Narada Rishi in a shy way. But that gentleman have taken so much wine that he has lost all his senses. He began to abuse the asparas. Why you left me and went there? And he was chastising them. Narada thought that he is now like trees, no shame, no sense, nothing. A person who does not know the pain of any
pinching thorn,
how he can realize the pain of others if he has not realized his own pain? We cut so many cows, so many hens, murgis daily. We take their fleshes. What is krum leather? Very, very soft cobs. They make from that skin very
tender.
That shoes, that is krum leather. We take all these things. But if anyone give any injury there, body, they think that, oh, what is pain in this? If anyone can take, cut their hands here, and half this cutting and not full, they will realize something. So these are not thinking like this. So I must do something that they should realize all these things. Or at once he should go to, transferred into very big trees, senseless like trees. If anyone cut the branches, you will not have this. You have the pain, but you cannot explain and you cannot weep like men. But we know that if anyone takes a dagger or axe, and he wanted to cut the tree, they are shaken to see this. We knew from any friend that he saw a bull among the cows and the master was taking on the track to Sagar house. And he was so furious and running here and there. They also feel like this. So trees have sense. If anyone will cut and first he will touch, they are shaken, whole tree. But we don't think. But if anyone take it, any talwar, sword, and will give in his stomach, and he is not dying, but he is feeling pain so much, then he will think. So you should go to anywhere in this world and become
tree.
At once, by saying this, they began to transform into tree. Sense was going and they were becoming jad. Jad means? Like jada. Achha. Like trees they become. At once they felt this, recognized, oh, we are going to be tree. And sometimes it is coming that we are giving up our senses. At once they fall flat on the lotus feet of Narada. They touched some glory of Narada and began to pray, Prabhu, Prabhu, save us, save us. Now you are realizing something. Be kind to me. Narada told, yes, what I have told you, it will never be false. But I am giving some concession that you will be tree surely, but you will be tree in Gokul, where Krishna is going to come. And in his childhood, anyhow, Krishna will touch you and you will be
liberated from that condition.
Yes. Then you become liberated soul. Moreover, you will have some more things and you will realize that. What they have that thing? That, okay, Satyavrata Muni is telling this. Kubiratma jau baddha mutai bhakti tatha prema bhakti sakami prayasya namo shri namami swara Chitananda Rupam Lasat Kuntalam Gopurajam Jasota Bhiyo Lupa Lathavamayam Paramishyam Anamami Kuberatma yau vatha Vayamuti kamati Vajyoti kocha Atvayamuti kamati Vajyoti kocha Atatha prema bhakti Atatha prema bhakti sarame prayasya Anamo se namo nesi namo nesi Sachidananda Namaste Sudame Suraditi Dame Kaniyata Rayata Vishasa Dame Kaniyatikaya Kaniyati Raya Namo Radhika Tadiya priyayai namo radhikayai namo radhikayai namo namami Namo Radhikayai Tadiya Priyayai Namo Radhikayai Tadiya Priyayai Namo Radhikayai When I will tell. Acha takirtane you should do one.
Ramana Hari Gobind Jai Jai. Krishna Krishna Hare Hare Rama Hare Rama Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Shiva Sadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Shiva Sadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Thank you.
Krishna, Hare Krishna. Nitai Gauranga Jai, Nitai Gauranga, Nitai to fulfill the benediction of Narada. You should must note down something that the mercy from any devotees and he chastises anyone, both are same. What I told?
Mercy and chastisement from a devotee are the same.
Same. If it looks like outwardly that he is angry, and he is chastising me, giving a slayer, it is their mercy. Binding Krishna in mortar is the same like Srimati Radhika Yashoda is giving milk. No difference. So Narada was angry and wanted to punish, but his punishment is also that he had darshan and mercy of Krishna very easily. And that is why he is telling Nang Sukhapo. He is Sukhapo, one very easily with happiness. Krishna is
fulfilling.
Here, Krishna took the mortar and all the boys were helping him. So Krishna does not touch the two trees himself with his body or hands or feet. The mortar which are related to Krishna, it touched both trees. So Krishna mercy came from Krishna to that rope, and from rope to
mortar.
And even mortar, he touched both two trees and they became liberated at once. Not only that, they have received the prema. At once, boys were so much upset. And said, what happened? Trees has
fallen down.
But they have not fallen down on Krishna. Fortunately, they were in this side and this side. And so much
noise.
Loud noise came.
as if thunderbolt has fallen anywhere. All Brajvasi, Yashoda, Nanda, Upananda, all were astonished. They ran towards the sound. And they came on the door of Nanda Baba, and they saw that tree, very big, big trees has fallen down. And Krishna is doing like so, here he, with so many boys. Dham, Shidham, Madhubangal and all were there. And they were seeing, looking like this. What happened? What happened? When Krishna saw that Nanda Baba is coming running towards me, again he began to weep loudly. Up till now he was loudly laughing, joking with boys, but there was sign of weeping with kajal, black here. Now he began to weep. Father, father, father. Tears were coming now spontaneously. And his stomach was like this. Here also, Trevely was there. And the necklace was shaking there. Krishna was weeping. Oh, so beautiful. That, what name? He has done. He has prayed Namamishwaram. He wants that this weeping, Krishna should always be here. Controlled by Yashoda. He is praying like this. So, two very beautiful young deities came from that. And they of Krishna four times and made some prayers. And by the order of Krishna and having the mercy of Krishna, that I have accepted you like my das. At once you should go to Golok Vrindavan, and there we will be my personal singer there in the council of Nanda Baba and Gopis. And they became Madhukanta and Smitakanta. For always, eternally they were given this chance, like a friend of Krishna. And here, when they went away, then Nanda Baba running came there. What happened? Trees has fallen. Why they fallen? Perhaps Kansa has done something. He has sent demons to kill Krishna, Maishan, because he is doing like so. He at once came running and took Krishna in his laps. Boys were telling to Nanda Baba, 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 like this.
Broken
tamarind,
language.
Tamarind,
broken
what?
Language.
Broken language. What is called? Tamarind, or what?
Tamarind.
It's tamarind. Baba, Baba. Krishna touched the trees and at the same time two
effulgent bright personalities.
Big papa personality came and they
circumambulated.
They cannot utter this word like me.
Circumambulate.
I cannot. So boys were not uttering like sha, like this. But Nanda Baba was hearing all these things. But he did not believe. Then he very gently stroking the ears of Krishna. My dear child, who painted you like this? Oh, and that time Krishna was weeping. Weeping. And he saw from distance that mother is standing there like a statue. No life and soul there. Like only dry wood. No tears at all. Everything has gone. He was like dead. If Krishna was dead, then what happened? Why I did so? Blunder. Now he becomes senseless. Only standing there. Rani, Maya and others were taking care of Maya Yashoda. He had no tears at all. All were dry. Nand Baba asked, who did so? Again, again. Then he weeping told, mother. In the ears of Nanda Baba. How cruel she is. I never thought that she will be so cruel to bind like this. Now he took some laddu from his pocket. Because he always used to keep it for Krishna. So he gave two laddus in two hands of Krishna. And anyhow he...
I'm sorry to not.
Very, very...
Easily.
Not easily. Not easily. It was very hard. Because Yashoda is superior to Nanda Baba in loving Krishna. No? So, anyhow he tried and he
untied
the knot. And then he is telling, who binded you? Then Krishna is told gently, very
slowly,
that mother. Who untied? Father. You, Baba. But now he was somewhat
pacified.
But still, this was coming. Nand Baba short words Yashoda in a very anger mood. Yashoda saw. He thinking, why I'm not dying? Nand Baba took Krishna and Baldev, both Baldev up till now he has come. And he took here and here on his shoulders, one shoulder, Krishna and another shoulder. And he went to Brahmanda Ghat to take bath. He took bath. Now it is more than 12 or 1 or 2. He took bath and he returned to his home. But two boys were with Nanda Baba there on the courtyard outside of the palace. Yashoda with her all sakhis went to palace. But today is no preparation, no cooking, nothing. Easily it had become at about 2-3, and now Nand Baba is so angry. So nothing was done. Yashoda was bali, repenting and repenting. All were like so. So nothing cooking. Nand Baba took some mishri, you know?
Sugar candy.
And he took Krishna and Baldev to any very beautiful, sweet cow. And he began to do like this. In that pot, like their mouths. Have you done some anywhere like this?
Yes.
You have tested?
Yes.
So, he took like this. When we were very little boy, we are two brothers. My father used to give milk like this, you know, 5, 6, 10 like this, and after that he used to give. So Krishna and Baldev, they took that sugar candy and
milk.
And when they are satisfied, he came to again to his courtyard, to his
palace.
Not palace.
No.
Out of palace. In India, not like here. All will be in one house, in different rooms. But in India, outside, men
outward,
and female will be in other apartment. So Nanda Baba was in his council, but today is so grave. It became about 6, 7, sun
Shattered.
Now it was coming night. Aruni Maya and the wife of Upananda, the elder brother of Nanda Baba, all were assembled. And they took with Baldev with them and went to Nanda Baba and Krishna. Very gently and love and affection, Rohini Maya told Krishna, "Boy, you should come to your mother. She is weeping." Krishna, "No, no, I will not go. Where you will sleep?" "I will sleep with my father and Baldev with Dada. Dada Baldev. What you will take? What father, my father will give? Sugar candy and
cow milk."
She sent Baladev to catch hold of Krishna and to drag. He was so powerful. He went and he took Baladev in his hand, Krishna. But today Krishna
more strong,
and she did something that Baladev Prabhu fell flat there. And he was looking, he's so angry. Then Rohini Maya told that, "You will not go to your mother?" "No." Then he discovered a way. The Brajvasi knows so many tricks. "If you are not going, any your mother will be..." "What? This meaning?"
"Expire."
"If your mother will expire and he will die, then..." Oh, hearing this, Krishna began to weep. "Mother, mother, mother." And he took like hands like this. "Mother, mother, mother." Nanda Baba began to weep. Rohini Maya began to weep. Krishna was weeping. Baldev began to weep. All there assembled. All's hearted melted. And all began to weep. At once Krishna went in the lap of Rohini Maya. Rohini Maya took Krishna to her mother where he was sitting like a statue, and gave Krishna in her lap, and Krishna took her breast, Jashoda did, covered with his belt, and now she was bitterly weeping, so bitterly, like a river when dam is
broken.
Water comes so
strong.
So now, like a current, Yashoda began to weep so bitterly. After some, Krishna was also weeping. All were weeping. Anyhow, Rohini Maya
consoled
all. And then he himself went to kitchen room. And he very briefly he made anything, kheer, or anything. And then, after that, Nanda Baba was called that you should come to take prasadam. He came. Krishna and Baldev sat here on the laps of Nanda Baba. Nanda Baba is telling, "Have your mother taken anything? First go and give to the mother, your mother. Then I will take." Then mother began again weeping. He told to Krishna, "Your father will take, you will take, then I will take remittent." Then Krishna again came. His father gave some prasadam to the mouth of Krishna and Baldev. When they were satisfied, he took something and kept so much remnant for Yashoda. And when they came to out of room, then Yashoda with her all sakhis took that prasadam there. And everything again. But Krishna love was renewed. Krishna has now new life. This is the love and affection of Yashoda more than Nanda Baba to Krishna. Though he told that I will not go, but he cannot leave without her mother. So her mother love and affection to Krishna, to his son, is like a common child, low-key, but it is so high. Here Sukadeva Goswami is explaining how we should think that Krishna is my son and how we should love Krishna. And then you can realize something, a spark of gopi's love. My lecture is what?
Complete.
Not complete. No. I wanted to tell about something of gopis. But I have no time here. So if you will call me and drag me here in future, next year, then I can tell something about gopi. But you should know that this is the object, gopi prem is the object of all sadhana and all things. Gaur Pramanandi.
Sri Gurudev ki.
Yes. Kirtan. Oh, you should be, oh yeah, drama. You should begin kirtan in the same time, they will be ready. Who has prepared this? What? This? Drama. Perhaps you have prepared?
I've helped a little, and Madan Mohini has done most.
Very good. My heartly blessings to you. And Baldev also played the role very good. Very good. And also, both of my heartly blessings to you all. Have Krishna prem like gopis. I cannot give anything. I only. My heartly blessings to you. Gaur Pramana.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.